mean, you know what equipment she has.
What's up?
You know what equipment she has, allegedly.
Okay. I don't.
Mm. Well, all right.
So we're going to discuss it in topic.
We don't have to. We really don't have to.
The off the record Rap Sucks Radio conversations.
Oh man. Yes.
Oh boy. What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
Yes, sir.
Wait, are they live or are they listening to? I guess live and listening to are the same thing at this point, right?
It's a corny rap thing.
Okay, well, thank you. All right.
You're here live and direct. It's like, no, we're not.
Well, yeah, you really aren't.
You never were.
You are.
Very rarely.
Very rarely are you. Well, I mean, occasionally, if you go to a show, then you're there live and direct.
The first time I heard live from Union Square, I was not live nor in Union Square.
Okay, well, then that's not a corny rap thing, right?
So Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince can, you know, save that, man. I don't need that. It's kind of stress in my life. I'm a young person.
Hey, a couple weeks ago by the way, real quick, wherever you're listening from, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm sure, you know, Apple Music is your joint, or iHeartRadio, or Google Podcasts. All of that is fresh. But still, please check out rapsucksradio.com because you can get links to our social media, RSR Podcast on Facebook, and Rap Sucks Radio on Instagram and Twitter. Holla at us there. We post clips from the show and articles that we discuss or whatever. Hit us up, fact check us, whatever. Do whatever you feel, but make sure you catch up with us.
You know where we are not?
Where are we not?
Pandora.
Oh, we're not on Pandora. Did we apply to be on Pandora?
Pandora. I think we applied. I think, they're not, they're minority business. Minority business owner allocation has been maxed out.
It's not weird. It's not cracking yet. Okay. Fair enough.
They're like, you guys are whack.
Yeah. No, we don't do that. Yeah. Actually had a long issue with them. I guess I can discuss it on the other side. Real quick though. So a couple weeks ago, we discussed the show Friends. As it was the 25th anniversary for the show Friends.
Word.
I'm flipping through the channels. Rare occasion that I actually watch TV. Full House. The question is, better show, Full House or Small Wonder?
Oh, well, that's Full House.
Really?
The reason it's not fair is because I never watched Small Wonder.
Oh,
was that the little robot girl?
Yeah, that was the one where she was supposed to be a robot.
Yeah, no, that was a little bit too weird.
You know what? shout out plus, to what's up? Yeah, were you gonna say
who? I was gonna say plus. You know, later on we learned that Bob Saget is just a degenerately profane comedian, which is just the most awesome thing in the world.
Doesn't it make it like so much better? But
so much better.
Yeah. Shout out to a friend of the show and a friend of us. We actually call Data One Small Wonder.
Oh god.
For various reasons. Oh man, we'll catch y'all on this side. I just wanted to shout out Data One and Small Wonder, y'all. Holla.
Yeah.
Hey yo, this is Jay Broski and this is Rap Sucks Radio. Blap, 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 blap.
Yeah, you are, I can't say live now because it's a corny rap. You are listening to...
You can say it.
I mean, I was a lowercase or a soft G last episode. Now it's a corny rap. The insults. the insults.
Oh, now you're developing emotions. Perhaps you are the small wonder who is
right, being programmed with emotions,
becoming sentient.
Yeah, man, you're live on Rap Sucks Radio.
Maybe I'm just a dick. Who knows?
Well, I don't know about the word. The false word in there is maybe. Now, you're live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Cap Dakota. Yeah. Thank y'all for listening to us. We just gonna jump right into this. Who is out here tripping? You know what, man? We never really, although out here tripping should be self-explanatory. You know, out here tripping are just folks who are tripping. I don't know, man. I don't know how to explain it. But I feel like sometimes I just want to explain it.
I think you did a damn fine job.
Yeah, right there. People are just tripping.
They're out here.
They're out here. Yeah.
They're tripping.
They're also tripping. Yeah. That's what they're doing. Sheriff Brenda Wilkins is out here tripping. Good.
Now, hold on. I want to freeze you right there because you brought up a good point. We've never really explained what it is. What I also want to know, so I want to get detailed feedback from all five of you who are listening. when we have a name that's not immediately familiar, are you less likely to listen to the episode? Because that might be an engineering flaw, if that's the case. Because I noticed that when we put LeBron James is tripping.
Oh, yeah, that episode.
Everybody
yeah.
listen.
Yep.
Quickly. But so let's see if Sheriff Brenda, if you've listened this far, Sheriff Brenda Wilkins, is that the kind of name? Does that have drawing power?
I don't think so. I think we're in for 7 listens this week.
Yeah. I think we should say Kim K is tripping every episode.
Every episode. You know what? We haven't brought up Kim Kardashian. Mission accomplished.
Shoehorn. Shoehorn.
The sheriff of a North Carolina county allegedly. Yo, Kev, this is actually kind of wild, dude.
Kinda.
Dude is fucking out. Like, this is actually worse than tripping. The sheriff of a North Carolina county allegedly tried to arrange the killing of a deputy who planned to release a recording of him using racially offensive language, according to court records.
Yeah.
Yo, in layman's terms, he was finna get homie body for yes. threatening to release a recording of him using racially offensive language. We don't know what he said, but it must have been pretty bad for him to just want to take homeboy life, though. That's wild.
I think so.
Man. Good grief. BuzzFeed reports that Granville County Sheriff Brindle Wilkins was charged with felony obstruction of justice for the alleged 2014 plot. That's right. After learning one of his deputies, Joshua Freeman, possessed the offensive tape, Wilkins reportedly told an unnamed individual on a phone call, "The only way you gonna stop him is to kill him."
Oh, dude.
I'm sorry, excuse me. The punchline to this is wild, though. Wilkins was released on $20,000 bond, and according to News and Observer, you ready?
Yep.
Is still serving as sheriff.
That's right.
Technically, he can continue to serve if he chooses to until convicted, Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman, who is working the case, said. I wonder if Lauren Freeman is somehow related to Joshua Freeman.
I don't know. It sounds like they're all Freeman.
Or not.
For now.
For now, right. Until Sheriff Brenda Wilkins gets. This is all alleged. So I'll, you know, it's all fun and games until he's actually convicted.
Right. This. All right. You ready for Kev to jump back up on his soapbox?
Go ahead, Kev. I'm ready. Let's go. Take it away, Kev.
You are so scared to be called racist. That defiles your particularly delicate emotions. The thought of being thought of as racist defiles your particularly delicate emotions so severely that you will kill somebody.
It's actually so not funny.
To keep from that happening.
Yeah, that's wild, dude.
Wow. Wow, that's why Granville County is pronounced with a hard G.
With a hard G, yeah. This is not a J. This is a G right here. No, but it's also not being called racist. It's being exposed as, right?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? It's like it's one thing to be called racist, you know, but to be exposed as racist with racially insensitive language on a tape. But fam, wait.
That's the thing. Who cares? If I'm him, who... Like, literally, if I'm in a county where I can continue to serve as sheriff as long as I want to...
That's the point.
Until I'm convicted, let the tape out.
Dog, how are you charged with plotting to murder someone... And still capable of serving as a peace officer.
This is not the LAPD. You literally, this is like Boss Hogg plotting to murder Roscoe P. Coltrane's Roscoe P. Like, you know his family. You're being a real jerk.
You really are.
You're really being a jerk.
Right, because Lauren Freeman,
come on,
his either sister and or wife or cousin or whomever. Yeah. Now she has to, you know what, to the people I did of this county, I feel so bad because I'm like, small county, you guys are all related. No, it sucks though. It sucks.
Yeah.
Fam.
Bad.
I just don't. Okay. So.
It's all bad.
It's all bad. Like, I'm laughing about it, but it really is all bad. So. People ask, like, what the problem is with the police. They're like, this is the problem. Not so much that they're getting people assassinated for having information on them. That's not, I guess that's not a common police problem. Oh, boy. The problem is that they're like completely above the law. Like, you should not have a job right now. You should not be able to work in this field. Under the current allegations, they should have to be cleared before you could ever step your punk ass back into the sheriff's department. Like, this is crazy, man.
Yeah, and we're going to post the article, but the picture is just classic.
Oh, man, it's worth it. Yeah,
the picture of this dude.
Yeah.
We had a president who they wanted to impeach for wearing that color sports coat.
Oh, my God, man.
Man, Brindle. What kind of name is Brindle?
Right? Wait, Brindle? Brindle Wilkins?
You'll find out. He's related to Dominique Wilkins.
that was probably the racial language that he found out his relation.
How dare you, sir?
Oh, boy.
Right.
Speaking of racial language. Man.
Oh, man. Live from New York.
There's your corny live right there, like in this case.
I hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
You know what? You did not. All right. Part one. Part two. Okay, I'm not reading this topic name.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The title for this topic is...
I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Go ahead.
Yeah, you ready?
Yes, ready? I am. Oh.
Do you think you can just sweet-talk your way out of this round eye? I don't even know what accent that was.
I don't either.
I'm not sure what I was going
like Russian-ish.
For.
Russian-ish. Which, you know, it's technically Asian, I suppose.
So. I guess so. Asian adjacent.
Oh man.
Oh boy.
Oh, that was good. That was quality. all right. Why is this topic happening?
We entertain the hell out of each other.
Yeah, really, for real. Look, nobody's tuned into this because of the name of the show. At this point, it's just us making, you know, just having fun with subjects.
Being sardonic.
Dude. Andrew Yang reaches out to new Saturday Night Live cast member who called him a racial slur.
Yep.
As reported by Slate. The cast member is Shane Gillis.
Former
cast member, actually. Yeah. And under the guide, now I think I've brought up Dave Chappelle the last four episodes.
Right.
You know, a comedian who seeks to be edgy because being edgy helps out comedy quite a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's no defense I'm having of him at all. I'm just saying that this is where the rubber sort of meets the road here. You know what I'm saying? Where you go a little too far. And see, that there's the thing, right? Right? Like, that's the sweet spot of comedy. Like, how far is too far? And how are you wording your jokes, setting up your jokes so that they're jokes, right? So if I stand on the corner and just start calling everybody names, like, then, you know, I'm just an asshole. I'm not a comedian. You know what I mean? Like, it's not funny.
Right.
It's just stupid, right? So you can't just be like, oh, no, I walked over and I just called, you know, I said a racial slur on stage because I'm a comedian. Like, you know, did you set up a joke? Was it funny? Did you even attempt to make a joke out of it? There's their argument there. So, yeah. Yeah. That's where we at.
So this guy has, you know, he's a young comic who has a podcast as well, and I guess it was on his podcast.
Yeah,
it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
where he referred to Andrew Yang, presidential candidate, in shockingly high poll numbers. But not a tie to show for it. Andrew Yang, my man. I refuse to say Yang Gang. Called him, and I don't even really understand what this means, but he called him a Jew chink.
I wonder if he was trying to do like a Bernie Sanders, like, kill two birds with one stone type thing.
I don't know, but that's I don't know. Okay. But he said that. But he said, evidently, he said a lot of other sort of way out stuff. You know, like he's a young man who has spoken in sexist and somewhat racist and homophobic terms on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
And so he got inaugurated or announced as being part of this new SNL cast in the same season as the first Asian American.
Yes, sir.
Dude.
Yep. Bowen Yang.
And so uproar ensues. And then this dude gets fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, which to me was, I'm like, Lorne Michaels is a genius. I'm like, it's like just the most, you know, unpaid PR that he could have ever hoped for.
Yeah.
True. Like it got me to thinking, I was like, maybe Lauren actually got the Russians to help get Trump, to help get Trump elected.
Would it be shocking?
Cause he's a smart dude. That would be pretty brilliant, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It would help his business quite a bit.
So Shane Gillis kind of played himself out and, you know, but then I'm like, one, I've never seen this dude stand up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I've seen stand-ups, you know, like, white men do stand up where they say racist shit.
Yeah.
Or sexist stuff.
Yeah.
Or homophobic stuff. Or all of the above. And it's like, but I laugh. So do I really have the right to like criticize? But I laugh because whatever the way they did it was, it like something about it made me laugh. Maybe it's just that I'm a jerk too.
That's generally the case.
So I didn't want to cast any judgment until I'm like, you're going to get fired. As soon as it came out, I'm like, oh, you're not going to, you know, you're going to get fired. And then he got fired. I was like, all right. But still, I was like, I'm not going to go and, you know, be the social justice warrior.
Right.
On social media. It's like, all right, well, whatever. And then I saw that he did a gig in New York, and he's not from New York. I think he's from, you know, flyover state somewhere. It's like, so, and he refers to himself as white trash, you know, to sort of put it in context.
Okay.
And so he does a set, and then, you know, and he talked about what had happened, and I think whatever they quoted in the article, he said some funny stuff. And, you know, if you're reading it, you can get offended, or you can be like, all right, well, I can see how he can make that funny.
Right.
And some of the stuff he said, I was like, all right, that's funny. That's cool. But also at the same time, he was being a little bit of a dick. It's like, all right, so, you know, if nothing else, at least you got your name out there. And if you're actually dope, you're going to find your lane.
Well, yeah, because there are going to be more people that show up to check you out and get your back over this than anything. Because, you know, the whole, like...
Yeah, or just show up just to, you know, check out what you're saying.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't expect him to sound woke. He did not sound woke. He just sounded like a dude who just got canned. Like, you know, he literally sounded like a dude who just got fired, where you take him out to drinks and then he cracks some jokes and he's funny.
Right. Well,
you know what I mean?
Here's the thing, though. Like, first of all, we kind of talked about this last episode. Like, I don't know. White dudes feel hell of oppressed right now, and it's kind of, like, weird to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, all right, man. Knock it off. But the other thing, of course, as I said earlier, like, how are you? Okay, so let me kind of be clear, clarify what I said earlier, though. An unfunny racist joke doesn't make you a racist. You know what I'm saying? Makes you a bad comedian, or you just told a right. joke that wasn't funny.
Right.
It's just the setup. Like, what were you trying to do or say? I tend not to get too wild when comedians say off the wall stuff, because I just feel like there has to be a forum for that. But here's the other thing about this, though. This whole Andrew Yang response by some people, I hope it's shedding light on how racism in America has affected various groups of people. You know what I'm saying? And I do think, by and large, Asians are left out of the, like, racism effect when we're talking various groups, right? We talk natives, we talk blacks, we talk Hispanics, and then we get to Asians and we say, oh, well, they're good. So it doesn't matter if they suffered anything because they're fine. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought Andrew Yang kind of, like, shed light on a lot of the actual personal effects. How it's like, dude, it's the same type of racism you experienced. And it sucks. And when it rears its head during a person trying to run for office, it shows you, like, no, it's a very serious thing that you have to stop, that this country has to get over. And it adds another, it doesn't add it to me. I'm speaking, like, as if I can speak for the rest of the country. You know what I'm saying? But it adds just yet another element to how strong racism has affected this entire country and its, you know, inhabitants. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
like, stop being defensive about it. Stop being butthurt about it. It's like, if like, there are times when I'm playing with my daughter, and now she's getting bigger, so it's a little bit different. But, like, when she was 2-3 years old, there'd be times where we'd be playing around, and she would smack me in the nuts. She did not do it on purpose. And I did not knock her across the room.
Right, right, right.
All of that was a possibility. You know, but it's like, you have to stop in the midst of extreme pain and contextualize the situation that you find yourself in.
Right.
Right, and so if you are a white man in America, there is a context to the situation that you are in. And what you said about Andrew Yang, like his reaction was very measured. And obviously he's running for president. So
right.
He probably has 14 people helping him craft his response to whatever happened.
Sure.
And, you know, and I thought however big that team was, whoever was on that team did a decent job. Was like, hey, comedian, this is what comedians do. And I reached out to him and hopefully we'll sit down at some point.
Right.
I think that was the extent to what he said.
Yeah, that was basically
it. Which was just like, you know, it's like, hey, let me try and be a little bit gracious and not take it too seriously and whatever. But that, you know, but my reaction to him is not any different from my reaction to what we said about Dave Chappelle, which is like, one, very few of us are fucking comedians.
Right.
You know, I'm not. So I'm not going to get into the stagecraft of it. And the artistry of it. But I know what makes me laugh, you know? And the thing is, either you think that person is good at what they do or you don't. And at the end of the day, they're the one who has to deal with the consequence of that. Right? It's like last episode we talked about Lord Jamar.
Yeah.
And especially the early days of Brand Nubian. It's like, especially if you were a white hip hop head and you listen to Brand Nubian.
Yeah.
It's like you might have a little bit of like some of that might make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, definitely.
But you're gonna nod your head when Punk's Jump Up comes on.
Yeah.
At the same time, if Louis Farrakhan put out a rap album, one would assume it's not gonna be quite as head nod.
No, not at all.
Cause that's not his lane. That's not what he does. So let this dude do what he does, and then when he gets fired, it's like, all right, cool. You know? It's not like the system worked, though. It's just like, all I'm thinking about is, what was his audition like
at SNL? It had to be something close to this, right?
Well, I don't know. Was he up there doing racist jokes? I'm assuming he wasn't. If he was, then that the system did not work. Well, like, was he up there doing Trump impressions? Like, who the fuck? I think he played. My thing is that I'm just happy that he probably went up there and played himself to get on SNL.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
So if you want to think that you know what it is to be a comedian or what it is to be in that world, know that this dude played himself.
That's the only way he could get on, because he couldn't have done any of the jokes that he did to get off.
And then he turns around and says, after he gets fired, I was always a Mad TV guy. It's like, okay, but then what happened when you go to audition for that show that got canceled?
Right.
Years ago.
Yeah.
it's like, dude, come on, cut it out. Everybody, cut it the fuck out.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. Congratulations to Bo and Yang, though. That's pretty dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, if I'm him, I'm like, really? This is already hard enough. I'm literally the dude whose name is like, does not come on in alphabetical order at the start of the show. I'm the dude. Yeah, like I'm, you know.
What happens, though?
It's
Here's the thing. What happens? Okay, I'm thinking back. I'm thinking Tracy Morgan. I'm thinking Eddie Murphy, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Michael Che.
All the black guys.
Well, and the reason why I'm mentioning that is because they at some point they had to play stereotypical characters. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And for Black America, that's not uncomfortable. Like we find it funny in a way. You know what I'm saying? I think one of the things Dave Chappelle said he was most got in the most trouble for was when he played Clayton Bixby. People were really upset with that. And I found that, you know, I find that really funny. Like, oh, okay. Now Which you're people? Mad. Well,
like a particular community of people or
well, just people? He said that was the kind of thing that they were like, this is too far. His network, the, you know what I'm saying?
Quality control or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, or whoever. Yeah.
But
standards and practices.
Yeah, because the other one was the nigger family, when it was like the white family, yep. But that was the one that also caused a stir, you know?
Clayton Bixby is literally one of the most brilliant things that has been created in television media in the last 25 years.
It is. It really is. That's one. Yeah.
I mean, just the premise of it is so perfect, right?
Yeah.
And he's one of the few people who could have pulled it off.
Yeah. Well, we found that out, right? But, mm-hmm. but here's my thing, though. A lot of communities are not really comfortable with their own people playing negative imagery. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm worried about Bo and Yang at this point because, you know, everybody on SNL has to do that. It's not just black folks, man. White folks play stereotypical characters. Like, everyone has to play this uncomfortable stereotypical character. And I feel like dude is going to have to, like, really be measured in how he he plays these characters. I don't know, man. This is I don't think he wants to be in this position. You know what I mean?
Heavy is the head.
Right? Yeah.
Man, I mean, yeah. Fortunately for him, there are very, very few Asian people in the public eye.
Well, true. But there are a lot of fans, though.
What are they going to do? Have him play every member of BTS in a single?
My daughter is like, she just perked up somewhere. Like, what? Did you guys mention BTS?
So, by the way, if I stole that joke from Shane Gillis, I did not do it intentionally.
No, well, it would have been a lot more disrespectful if you stole it from him.
Did you see Kareem's whole op-ed about it?
No, I didn't.
We should post it. He did a whole thing about in the Hollywood Reporter. I'll just read the headline because it kind of, I mean, it doesn't say it all because it was I enjoyed it, but except for the fact that he took over Kauai. Shane Gillis, SNL, and the art of the post-racist rant apology.
Oh, you know what? I did see that.
Yeah, and he went through the whole, you know, to me, Kareem, you know what? I know he played basketball, but he covered every base. He went through and he literally was you know, he talked about the to anyone I have offended apology, which is always my personal, like, shut up.
Right. Yeah.
You don't, you literally just, you went through a whole apology and then you fucked it up by saying I didn't mean any of it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's worth, we should probably post that at some point. But yeah. I mean, you know, this dude is, he's, hey man, learn. Just learn something, you know? Get out there.
Yeah.
If you think yourself is white trash, you know, I don't know if you think it's a good thing or a bad thing, or maybe it's just that you've only been around a certain environment. Maybe there's a world that you haven't seen. Maybe you need to, you know, experience that shit, you know? Or not.
Or not. Well, you know what's funny, though? So after watching Bill Burr's special, the next thing was, is it Chelsea Handler? Is that her name?
I haven't watched hers yet. Yeah.
But yeah, her, the documentary
the
thing?
Oh, was it a documentary?
Yeah, it's a documentary. Yeah.
The thing about privilege?
Yeah, the white privilege thing.
Oh, so it's not like a stand-up kind of...
No. She goes... Okay. And she has a pretty interesting backstory, but... well, okay. I'm sorry.
That's what 50 Cent said. So if you don't know about that trick, you can look it up.
Okay, I'm going to look that up. Because, yeah, the last time I cared what 50 Cent said was when
actually,
he was...
Don't Google it, Photoshopping though, because you himself. Might just yeah. Don't put video on the Google.
Yeah. Okay, this has gotten way worse. But if you when you watch that documentary,
yeah,
what 50 said is probably going to be really. It's going to strike you as pretty entertaining. So if I'm imagining what he said, you know, whatever. Who cares about 50 Cent? My whole point with this was, she spent quite a while trying to figure out how to not talk to black people about white privilege. But
just don't do it.
Well, because the the whole premise was that black people always have to answer that question, and it's not their, not their, not our problem. Why do I say their? Not our problem, right? But I mean, white people are so not receptive to the message that the only people that'll listen to the issue are black folks and minorities. Because you know what I mean?
That was her point.
That I don't think that was her point, but that's what really happened in a sense. You know what I'm saying? You gotta watch the documentary to get to see it.
Maybe I should watch it. Yeah, that's actually an interesting. You know, that's worth at least 5 minutes of me not skipping forward to the next episode of Comedians in Cars.
I haven't watched any of those at all. Not one.
They're good.
All right. I'm all for it. Somebody else feels like something is good about themselves altogether. This is titled, hey, you know what?
I'm smelling a healthy segue.
You know what? That was way better. Titled, My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. All right.
There it is.
So, sexologist Shan Boodram claims people come flocking, quote unquote, to her when she wears her vagina scent as a perfume.
Wow.
Yes, folks, we have reached the point of the show where we are going to talk about vaginas. The Sun reports. I'm going to have to read. Okay. A couple episodes ago, I read an entire article because I thought it was hilarious.
Take it away, Trey.
I'm going to have to read a long excerpt from this article so that you all can understand how funny this is. So, you guys ready? Here we go. Straight from the article. Sharing an excerpt from her book, The Game of Desire, with Refinery 29, sexologist Shan Boodram was surprised by just how much attention her, quote, delicious scent, unquote, attracted. Real quick, I just want to stop. The Game of Thrones theme popped in my mind when I read Game of Desire. So if you want to read it the way I'm reading it, just know that every word going forward, as I'm reading it, I'm just hearing dun 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 dun, 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 like. Okay. Anyway. All right, here we go. The author claims to have worn her own natural scent several times over the years and noted how people often flock to her. Determined to test the theory out on other women, Shan asked three of her clients to see if their copulins, which are chemicals secreted by the vagina, would also attract anyone traditionally attracted to women with vulvas. This is all in quotes. If used as perfume. I'm laughing at the next part. Okay, come, wait. Having, quote, successfully connected, unquote, with two people at the bar, Shan got all the women to gather in the toilets halfway through the night. Mm-hmm. She wrote, quote, I instructed them to wash their hands, get in a stall, and move their finger around their vaginal opening. The goal was to get a sample from the Bartholin's gland, which are the size of a pea, but play a large role in vaginal lubrication. The expert then asked them to rub, quote, a good amount of wetness, unquote, on their pulse points and around their collarbone and neck. Unsurprisingly,
unsurprisingly,
one of the women immediately complained she felt, quote, sticky, unquote. All right. We can stop there for just a minute.
I wish there was a 10 seconds ahead button on this conversation.
Yo, successfully connected. So how does that conversation begin, by the way?
Was she talking about sex successfully successfully connected to two people like
I don't know.
And then she met these women?
I don't know.
She talking about these women?
I don't know, but it said all the women. So like when I think of the word all, I don't think of two people. I think I'm like, I'll say all the women at the bar, like all the women in the area.
Well, this is,
what is the number of all?
What is a sexologist? Because I need, it sounds scientific,
right?
But I'm starting to think that maybe it's not.
It just seems like a made up title.
Because there do not, it's this, there just, it, there does not seem to be a lot of precision.
Wait.
It's, in this study.
It's a title like Dr. Dre gave himself the title doctor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, word.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just gotta call yourself something.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Word.
Like rapper.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or like people, yeah, never, I'm not going to do that. That's cold-blooded. So, all right, so there's more.
Okay.
All right, so Kev.
Don't.
What's up?
Yeah, don't let me stop you.
Do you think this worked out for these women, Kev?
Sure.
All right. Sadly.
The science is all there.
Sadly, Shan's clients reported that they did not have much more success with men than beforehand, ooh, only noting that a few leaned in a little closer, which could have been due to the background noise. So check this out.
Okay.
Sexologist Shan Boodram convinces all the women, be that two or 10 or 30, to make their way into the bathroom stalls and rub themselves on themselves. that's the best way.
That's already a win.
I'm thinking she's actually in the wrong profession. Like she might be one of the most persuasive human beings on the planet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man.
After
she's a scientist. Did they use gloves?
Well, she instructed them to wash their hands.
Oh, well, okay.
So there you go. That's a doctorly
at a bar.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a very doctorly thing to do. Make sure you wash your hands.
I'm sure there was soap
in a bar bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the world's. Well, you know what? I don't know what the women's bathroom looks like in a bar. I know a men's bathroom is like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you can pee anywhere else. Like, if I wanted to pee in an unpeed spot on spot in a men's bathroom in a bar or a club,
yeah,
there isn't one. There's no such thing as a spot that hasn't been peed on. Which leads me to ask a question outside of this topic.
Yeah, dude, come on, fellas. We have to do better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's stop pissing on the floor.
I'm trying to figure that out. Like, who pees? Why? Why are you peeing everywhere? Like, I don't. I'm confused. As drunk as I've ever been, I've never just been like, you know what? I'm about to pee on this wall. In the bathroom?
Never.
Like, no, I'm just like, pee right in the toilet. Drunk as hell, being directly in the toilet. I don't know. It's odd. It's one of the oddest things ever. So I don't know if the women's bathroom is equally as disgusting. I wouldn't know. I'm never in it. So there's
I actually think, unfortunately, it probably is.
Oh,
I've worked in too many bars and heard too many stories. It's like, you will not believe.
Like, what is going on? Y'all gotta pee in the toilet, man. Like, that's just that's if there's anything you could take away from this topic, y'all gotta start peeing in the toilet, man. It's crazy.
Yo, I got two words for you.
Huh.
Four words. Just to provide some context.
Sure.
Long line. sink toilet.
Never happened.
But as long as you wash your hands.
That's the worst. Oh, this is the worst topic we've ever done.
Terrible.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if she now realizes that maybe it wasn't her choice of perfume, but maybe other factors that had men flocking to her on, you know, some nights over others.
Maybe that she was handing out her card and it said sexologist.
That's very true.
That's, people said, that's my favorite Prince album, whatever.
Hey, listen, when I was single, I'm going to tell you one thing. There were two women at a bar, and both I talked to two different women. One of them, you know what I'm saying, worked for LA Unified, and the other was a sexologist.
I made the wrong choice.
I'm just saying. The faster way to get my attention would be...
I had a wealth of riches, and I went broke.
I'm just saying. I mean, maybe the right choice was the teacher that worked for LA Unified. However,
dude,
the right for the moment choice would be the woman that hands you the card that says sexologist on it.
By the way, this whole thing, I'm like... Again, I've, you know, DJed in multiple bars of various circumstance. Have you ever smelled a bar?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. It's a disgusting smell.
There's, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you need is to spray some Febreze in your general area. And you're going to smell infinitely better than anything in that place. Good Lord. And also, I went and I looked, you know, due diligence, Rap Sucks Radio due diligence department, went and I looked up, where do pheromones come from?
Yeah.
The best I could tell, they come from outside the body.
Well, by the time she collected them.
So that's the thing. If you have to wash your hands to access, those are not pheromones anymore. That's probably more your own business.
This topic is wild. Oh, this topic is wild. The musings of a sexologist. Oh, man.
Good for her, though.
You know what we haven't done in a minute, man?
What's that?
We haven't done a damn nature in a minute, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's hit them with a damn nature.
Damn nature.
Nature's still here.
Yeah, man. Glass Houses and Whatnot was your title.
Yeah.
My title was Monkey Had Business.
Wait.
You had something to do, man. You had something to do. Zoo's visitor sees monkey sharpening a rock. Later, it uses it to shatter the glass enclosure.
Yep.
This is sourced by Board Panda. The zoo is the Zen Zoo. Zoo in central China.
Yep.
Okay. So just to set this up for you guys, because I didn't post a lot of the article or didn't write down a lot of article. Basically, it's not a monkey. It's like a something. It's a primate, but it's named something different. Anyway, was able to sharpen this rock and within a couple of hits actually shattered the enclosure. Went glass. It didn't break through the glass, though. It just shattered it. You know what I'm saying? And then it got shocked at what it did and ran away. it was like, whoa, I don't know if I meant to do that. But, yeah. This was during zoo hours, so people had got a chance to witness it. However, there's a part to this that goes super damn nature. All right.
Yep.
Here's the quote. Here's the excerpt from the article. Meanwhile, one of the zoo staff told media that, quote, "This monkey is unlike other monkeys. This one knows how to use tools to break walnuts. When we feed walnuts to other monkeys, They only know how to bite it. But it had never hit the glass before, though. This is the first time. It's toughened glass, so it would never have got out. After it happened, we picked up all the rocks and took away all its weapons. Unquote. Nigga, weapons? Weapons, nigga? Y'all serious right now? Oh, man. This is how it happens. This is how it starts. Planet of the Apes, man.
Yeah, man. He's getting his rocks off.
Hey, what if you're at the zoo with your daughter and that happens?
Wait, what?
Like, what do you do if you're at the zoo and with your daughter and that happens?
I go home.
I'm out, right?
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the person like sat there and watched him. Yeah, it's about to go down.
I don't know if I could.
He's got a beef with somebody, and you probably look like that somebody.
You do. Yeah, you get out there, and it's all sorts of ripping stuff off of you that's about to happen. The other thing that's ill, though, is y'all sit there and watch that dude make that rock, though. Like,
right.
That might have been enough for me. Like, you know what? I don't know, man. Something about this doesn't seem right. I know when we go to LA Zoo, they got the chimpanzee enclosure, and they're always fighting. Like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, yo. It's like, it just reminds me of parking lots after clubs. Like, they are always scrapping. It's like 15 of them chasing down one, and they're like rough and tumble. It's one of the funniest things you'll ever see.
I mean, and there's always people, you know, like apes or monkeys throwing their shit at people. It's like, they don't want to be there.
If there's any
they sure stuff. As hell don't want you watching them trying to get their swerve on.
Yeah, he was trying to go home. Wherever home was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The thing that struck me about this that was kind of crazy is that I've seen boardpanda.com before.
Yeah.
And we'll post the article, the link to the article, but I never knew it's a Lithuanian website.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I went to look it up because the thing that hit me, I was like, let me not look at the comments. Let me not look at the comments. Let me not look. I looked at the comments.
Oh.
Super elevated conversation.
Wait, really?
Yeah. At least the last time I looked a few days ago, it was like nature will find a way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, congratulations, monkey. It was like, you know, you picked the wrong monkey to fuck with. Fuck your walls, bitch. Yeah, yeah. I was like, wow, okay, Lithuania.
I am an animal person. My wife doesn't believe it because I don't like our dog. But that's not the thing, though. It's not that I mean, dogs are needy, and I don't like needy things. But I'm an animal person, right? However, okay. I'd like them to remain oppressed and under thumb. You know what I'm saying? That's the end of that. That's the end of my statement. Close quote. I'm done.
Okay.
I have no more to say on the subject. Take away all of his weapons.
You want to be able to take your daughter to the zoo and have the apes in the enclosure.
I mean,
act like humans.
I don't even want to get into we're out of time.
Can you act like grown-ups?
Can you listen? We're out of.
Can you act mature for a little while?
I don't even want to tell you the things I've seen at the LA Zoo. Like, I think we watched a zebra like get close, like near killing another zebra.
Wow.
Yeah, like we watched it. It was crazy. We all gathered around, like, yo. That thing's gonna die if this keeps up.
Yeah. That's,
so yeah. The zoo is a wild place because they don't want to be there. That's why. And like,
not at all.
They're like, yo, what are we doing here? Let us go home.
I have no one else to take this out on but you.
But you, right? And this in this glass. But if I get out this glass, you know what I'm saying? I'm ripping arms off. It's going down. Anyway, you guys have been rocking with Rap Sucks Radio, man. We appreciate y'all listening. wherever y'all are listening from, thank y'all very much. Thank you to our international listeners. Listeners from Michigan as well. You guys are not international, but I feel like you guys are connected to our listeners in Canada. I don't know. Feels that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of listeners from places I'm like, wow, you guys are doing a good job. My name is Trek Life.
Far off.
What's up? What'd you say?
Nothing.
My name is Trek Life. Your homeboy Trek Life, and that's your fam, Kev Sakota.
That's me.
Holler at us on RSR Podcast on Facebook. You can holler at us at Rap Sucks Radio on Instagram, where we post clips of the show and also the articles that we discuss. Get down with us. On the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three. Peace.
Peace.
Damn it. Late again, Kev. All right, we out.